You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Greetings, it's Peggy. You're listening to Getting Peggy With It. I'm here with Alan Marie Marsh. She's still here.
I'm still here. I'm grateful that you finally introduced me now. Before I used to have
I've
to-
I've never heard you say anything like grateful, thank you. That's really nice to hear.
I literally run this show and run this ship and-
You're just in the background. You're the sidekick.
I'm not really the sidekick because I mean,
everyone should have a sidekick.
I'm the sidekick to like the people, but I actually like behind the scenes run everything. You're actually my puppet.
You're my sidekick.
You do what I say. You're a puppet. I'm the puppet master.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Today we are talking to someone very special to me. His name's Daniel J. Watts, and he was one of my very first friends. And he also has what, Ellen?
I just didn't know you had friends. That warms my heart.
Yeah. Not a lot of white ones, but I got friends. Daniel J. Watts, he is wonderful. He is an activist, a poet, a singer, dancer, actor. He's beautiful. He's on TV shows. He's ripped. He freestyles. There's really nothing he can't do. And he's amazing. He was in Motown the Musical. Obvi, and he was in Memphis, and he's in Tina, and he plays Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that his principal Broadway debut?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. What show do you know him from?
From Motown the Musical. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's how I met, you know, a lot of great people. And, you know, Daniel is just such a special fellow. Have you ever seen his jam?
I've heard all about it.
He's an activist extraordinaire. So Daniel is just,
unfortunately, I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. He's unfortunately unemployed, just like everyone else on Broadway. So when we
it's
interviewed
temporary.
Him, it's temporary. When it's do you temporary. Think Broadway will be back, Peggy? I know you're the biggest Broadway fan there is.
Yeah, I am. I like it when it's good. I hope it better be back in the spring. Let's be real. Can you believe that they're just that there's nothing in place to help these people and all these actors are out of work? It's so devastating.
I totally understand.
You're out of work, which would like probably would have happened anyway, but it's sad. I'm even sad for you. You know what I mean?
I had a job lined up, Peggy. So you don't need to concern myself yourself with my employment.
Off Broadway. But
no,
you know,
it was a pretty high profile show.
Daniel J. Watts was in 9 Broadway shows, and this was his principal debut in Tina, the musical. And he was supposed to get a Tony nomination. Adrienne Warren was supposed to get her Tony. And, you know, it's such a shame.
Yeah, it's all a shame. I think that's so exciting. I think that's such a great story that we need to focus on, that he was in the ensemble and small featured stuff in 9 Broadway shows. And then he finally broke out into a principal role. I mean, that's so exciting.
He's really had a big year. He's been in The Last OG. He's on TV shows. He's kind of a big deal, you know, and we're good friends. You know, I don't want to tell all his business because, you know, we're so tight, but, you know. He introduced me to the entire cast of Motown, and, you know, he has my back. I'll say that. So watch out, Ellen.
Someone needs to have your back.
Yeah, they do, because I am a truth teller. Let's be real.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, before we jump into the conversation, do you think he was a little scared of you since he knew what was, you know, some people come in and they don't know what to expect, but Daniel saw the evolution of Peggy. Do you think that
I think he knows he's safe, you know? Mm-hmm. He knows he's safe with me. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's pretty great. I had no complaints.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a rare occurrence. Let me tell you.
No,
enjoy
I know.
Very last.
Very
This is
people.
The perfect opportunity for all of you to give me the stars on the iTunes review. Okay. So listen to this episode. I have friends. I'm fun. I'm nice. Blah, blah, blah. The truth. Give me 6 stars.
There's only 5 stars.
You can give as many as you want. You know what I mean? If you want to. Some dumb loser gave us 1. Was it you, Ellen?
Alan or Ellen?
Either one. Was it Josh Lehman? Who knows? When I find the person that gave us 1 star, I swear.
Someone gave us 1 star, but no explanation as to why they gave us 1 star.
Heads will roll.
I think people are either mad or scared of you.
Yeah, or just don't get
anything. Comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's our conversation with Daniel Watts. I hope you all are safe and wearing a mask. Are you wearing a mask, Peggy?
Oh, yes. Wearing a mask. I don't want to be around anyone's germs, even in the before times.
Right.
Oh, this is our conversation with Daniel J. Watts.
Getting Peggy with it.
Greetings. It's Peggy. And you are listening to Getting Peggy with it. I am so thrilled that today I have one of my oldest friends. He's really, really special. He may play a villain on Broadway every single night, but he's my pal, Daniel J. Watts.
What's up? How you doing?
Welcome in. Oh, it's just so wonderful to see you.
You too.
It's hard to get a hold of you now that you're so fancy.
I'm not fancy.
Yeah, it's hard to get a text back or actually any response of any kind.
Got awkward.
but he, every single night, he's in Tina, the musical, and he plays Ike Turner, and every day he beats up Angela Bassett. And I wonder what that's like, because she's so dreamy, and what is that like?
You know Angela Bassett's not in the show, right?
She could be, though, because she does not crack.
She does not at all. She looks the same she did 35 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, she does. She's so dreamy. So who do you beat up every night?
I beat up Adrienne Warren.
Adrienne Warren. She's going to win the Tony. That's my prediction.
Fingers crossed. All the things. Yeah. I hope you win. I hope you're right.
Yo, I am right. She's definitely going
to
win.
You can't make a prediction until you see all the shows.
I actually can. I don't really care about the other shows. And there's a lot of shows that are plays. And plays are so boring. So if it's Tina versus plays, Tina will win.
Tina will win versus the plays. You're absolutely right.
So Tina the musical. Have you been involved with it since the beginning?
No. Just this round.
How did you get involved? Tell me about the audition.
The audition process.
Did you have to hit a lady?
No, thank God. Wouldn't have done it. Wouldn't have made it.
Did you have to scream at a lady?
I did not. I just had to emote.
Is it an all-white creative team?
It is an all-white creative team.
Happened.
It happened.
That sucks.
Yes and no. I mean, it started in Europe. This is Tina Turner's doing. Tina.
I love Tina.
Tina went to Europe and fell in love with Europe. She doesn't really like America like that.
Yeah, me neither.
So, yeah. But
you can understand why.
It's tricky.
He's so safe. His publicist sent him here.
My publicist is
I don't know
smart.
Why she said yes. But now he's here and he can't leave.
Dun, dun, dun. Nah.
So what did you do for your audition?
Audition, I just had to do three scenes. And then they had like a song, three songs from the show that they wanted me to sing.
So I hear you were starting to learn to play guitar, but you quit your lessons.
It was crazy. My guitar teacher moved. First of all, I moved to the Bronx. Who has time for that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's not that far.
Oh, it's far. Pretty far. Everybody knows the Bronx is very far away from everything.
If you have to learn a new skill, Daniel, you got to practice.
I did. It's crazy.
Did you learn to play guitar?
I learned to play guitar.
I had
this one wonderful teacher, and then our schedules got conflicting, and then they taught me in the show.
Do you play in the show?
Am I plugged in? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you were more method.
Super method.
I don't know if the fans are going to be pleased to hear that you don't actually play.
I think the fans will be happy that
and
I'm
you don't
playing.
Actually beat her up. I mean, it's not very method.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty. It's pretty much pretend.
It's pretend.
Pretend.
So how many callbacks did you have?
Two. Yeah. I auditioned on tape, and then I went to Europe, and I was in Europe for 3 weeks, and then came back from
Europe. Do the audiences love the show?
Yes. They're like,
do you get along with Adrienne Warren?
Yes. That's my homie.
Have you ever dated?
Me and Adrienne ever dated? No.
She's way too young for you, right?
She's not too young for me. She's close.
She looks so young.
She looks 12.
She looks fresh.
Fresh? Mm-hmm. Define fresh. Fresh in a good way? Good
fresh. Fresh. Yes. And way younger than you.
Yes. I look old.
So, oh my gosh, Tina, every night, do they boo you?
Mm-hmm.
They boo you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because most people are dumb.
And
they don't know the history of Ike Turner.
Well, yeah, but I think
a lot of white people come to shows. And they do not know.
They do not Ike. I know that much.
Yeah, because they don't know much. You know, they're like, well, should I get Frozen or should I go here? And then they go and they're like, this is the only opinion they have.
Boo.
Yeah. So silly.
It happens. I get some praise too. It's the stage door that's the trickiest.
Stage door, yeah. As long as you don't hit anybody.
No, I'm good. You know, it's not really me.
Have you ever played a wife beater before?
No.
No. First time. No, but first now you'll time. Be typecast.
God. Probably. I hope not.
That's what you have to look forward to.
Yeah, that's the
let's go back to the beginning. All right. What was your Broadway debut?
The Color Purple.
The Color Purple.
Around the corner.
The first one, like 12 Color Purples ago.
12 Color Purples ago.
Yeah. Yep. That's great. What did you play?
I played ensemble.
Okay. Yep. That's great. Did you cover the lead?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Nope. What did you do after Color Purple?
Color Purple was Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
What did you play in Little Mermaid?
Oh, God. I was a lily pad with butterflies on my fingers. And oh. I was a sailor with Audrey McDonald makeup on, and I was an eel with glitter and sparkles.
I don't think we're allowed to say that about Audrey McDonald. We're not allowed to say anything bad about Audrey McDonald on this show. It's copyrighted.
I looked fierce. My face was beat.
Okay. And so your ensemble. Yeah. Okay. So then what did you do?
Then was Memphis.
Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So cheesy. So cheesy. But you're a dancer, right? Do you get...
I dance.
You're a dancer.
Sure.
Do you get hired? Mostly you get hired for your body, but do you get hired for your skills as well?
As a dancer?
Ugh. Just any skills besides the way you look and your muscles?
That's the first time I've ever heard that. So I'm going to roll with that because it feels good.
I don't think that's true.
I'm going to roll with that.
You definitely get hired for your muscles.
Wonderful.
Did you see that I did a hunks segment?
I did.
Did you see all the hunks?
I saw. I wasn't.
Oh, there was Brandon, Victor Dixon, there's Josh Henry, Brian Terrell Clark, Nick Adams.
They weren't me.
And a couple other boring ones. Mm-hmm. I had to include a couple of whiteies.
I didn't even
And Andy Carl was there. He's a 3-time Tony loser. Yeah. Do you have any Tony nominations?
Nope.
You might get one this year.
Yes, might.
Like, because you're Adrian Warren adjacent.
Right, that's what I'm hoping for.
So you might get a Tony nomination, which would be so exciting.
By proximity.
So exciting. Do you do that much in the show? Or do you just go, sing, woman?
It's a healthy amount. It's a healthy amount.
Of doing.
Of doing. By act two, I kind of
You really out. Get your stride.
By act two, I'm chilling.
Oh, chilling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Act two is when I sit down.
Playing Rummy Cube and just doing social media and lifting.
You know what I mean? Doing some push-ups.
Doing some push-ups. Yeah, if you lose your muscles, it's over.
So I heard.
Yeah. So Memphis, you got hired. You were a dancer.
Yep.
And that show, so bad. But it won the Tony.
Won the Tony. I
mean, you know, you never can tell.
Par for the course.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, that was a classic white savior story. We love those.
It was.
The voters really love that. All right. So how long did you stay in that show?
I did 6 months, my usual 6 month.
Your usual 6 months?
Yeah.
Are you like that in relationships?
Nah, no, actually. I'm pretty deep. Giggity.
Are you single?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
We will talk about that later.
What did you do after Memphis?
Memphis was in the Heights.
In the Heights?
Mm-hmm.
With Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Mm-hmm.
So he's your friend?
We know each other.
Did you get that show because you can rap?
I don't think so.
Oh, Lin-Manuel, speaking of, he is too good for everybody. He's nobody's friend anymore. He's a celebrity.
He's very fancy.
Yeah, you're getting there, but I mean, obviously nowhere near
Lin-Manuel. Close to Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's very, very famous.
Millions on
his
Twitter.
Tweets make me actually vim. Yeah.
What's that word again?
Vomited mouth.
Wow, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vim.
Yeah, it makes me vim when I read them. I wake up.
To steal that.
You cannot read them right out of bed.
That's what they're for.
Read his right tweets on an empty stomach. I'll tell you that.
Good morning, Twitterverse. That's what
he
does.
I know. It's just a book and all that. It's very, very twee and very precious. But anyway, good for him. He's got lots of money. So you did In the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Did you rap in it?
Did I rap? Oh, yeah. I covered Graffiti Pete. I was a Graffiti Pete understudy.
Is that the one that's like, icicle, popsicle, buy it?
Ooh, that's Piragua.
Okay.
Dope.
I love him. He's my favorite.
Great. He's
wonderful. The best character.
He is the best character. I agree with that. Graffiti Pete, I think he said, yo, 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 yo. I think that's all the rap in it.
That's it?
I think so.
He really expanded his palette for Hamilton. Yeah.
Yo, 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 yo. Wait, what else did he say? Oh, no. There's a little more.
That's all you got?
They're throwing bottles in the street. People looting and shooting.
Why do rappers have to do this like they're like a cat playing with yarn?
It's kind of like, you know, you feel it. You gotta roll with it or else you might get stuck.
Try rapping without using your hands.
It's like Italians. They can't. You know what I mean? It just doesn't
I know
happen.
A couple of those.
Uh-oh. Mobsters.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Italians, they want to feel like they're their own race over in the corner. We'll talk about it later. You know, it's a sensitive issue. Ella Marie Marsh is Italian, and she's like, I'm not white. I'm like, you are white.
I didn't say I wasn't white.
She doesn't. It will all come to the light of day some other day. You know what I mean?
Me neither.
So, listen, after In the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were you in the In the Heights movie they just made?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
What did you do to mess up that relationship?
No, I was supposed to be in it, but then they changed the date, and then I couldn't because I was shooting.
Oh, so many jobs, so little time.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, my gosh, so blessed.
Hashtag.
What did you do after In the Heights?
After In the Heights was Ghost.
Oh, my God, you keep it moving. Jesus, these are such flops. Well, In the Heights was good, but the rest, my God. No wonder you leave.
Color Purple.
Ghost. Were you the Whoopi character?
In Ghost? Yes.
Did they have any other tokens?
Token what?
Black people in Ghost?
Oh, it's none but black people in Ghost. It's crazy.
Ghost the musical?
Ghost the musical had me, Vasti, Davon, Carly,
that's Moya, wonderful.
Afra.
Carly Hughes?
It was crazy. Yeah, it was like, it was black than a mug. It was almost The Wiz.
Oh.
Almost The Wiz.
I boycotted it because I thought it was all white. White people on the poster.
Yeah, see? White people on the poster.
I shouldn't have judged. Shouldn't have judged. A book by its cover.
Yeah, lesson learned.
The lesson is so deep. Wow. But you left it anyway.
I left it anyway.
And it closed.
No, it closed. Oh. It closed before I got to leave it.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, it did look terrible. So then what did you do?
Motown.
Motown the musical.
Motown the musical.
You do a lot of jukebox stuff.
Lots of. I think Broadway does a lot of jukebox stuff.
Yeah. What'd you do in Motown?
Motown.
Besides become my friend.
Okay, I met Peggy. That's literally what I did in Motown.
The
extent of my Motown
That's
experience.
Nice for you.
It was. I'm here. Getting Peggy with it.
Motown. Wow. You did a lot of... So you're always ensemble? Until now?
Until now.
Until Tina?
Until Tina.
Is this your first principal role?
On Broadway, yes.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
So Motown, did you... Was that a good show, do you think?
Huh. What's the question? My cans are active.
They're funny. You didn't hear me? Well... It's all right. Brandon Victor Dixon was in that?
He was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Killed yeah. Him. He is versatile.
Yes, he is.
Always never the same. No, never the same performances. Never the same tone, color.
You're not getting me on this microphone today. I'll tell you what you're not going to do to me today. Is that?
Well, that's why I brought you here.
Ooh, look, puppets.
So after Motown... What did you do?
After Motown was...
did you really start to get successful?
After Midnight.
After Midnight. Oh, that was a wonderful show.
That was a wonderful show.
I love that show.
It was great.
That closed. Was so good.
Closed.
That closed.
Very quickly.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
Now, you were in the original company of Hamilton.
Not technically.
Why? Oh, you don't get those royalty coins? All four that they're splitting amongst 27,000 people?
I'm not allowed to say.
Were you in the original company? My God, you're being so obtuse.
I'm saying, as far as like when Hamilton opened on Broadway, was I in that company? No.
Okay, where did you play in that? Did you get hired in that for your rapping?
It's hard to say.
Were you shirtless or sleeveless?
Sleeveless, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There we
sleeveless.
Go. And definitely the evidence sleeveless. Always emerges.
Dun, 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 sleeveless.
Were you sleeveless in every Broadway show you did?
No.
I'm going to give you a line from Hamilton.
Okay.
And I want you to finish it.
Nervous.
Okay, so I want to see what you remember because you leave every show in like 6 months, so you probably don't remember. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She courted me, escorted me to bed, and when she had me in the corner, that's when Reynolds is... extorted me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
what's
correct.
The next line?
That's when Reynolds extorted me for a sorted fee. I paid him quarterly. Hey, my papers are orderly.
Yay! Ah! Yay! He almost got it.
Almost got it.
Wow, he's not as dumb as he looks.
Oh, sweet.
What else did you do? Do you do anything interesting? Don't you do TV now?
I do TV now. Yeah.
Tell us about it. Last OG.
Last OG.
You play a wife beater?
I wear a wife beater.
You wear a wife beater and play an ex-con.
Play an ex-con.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That tracks.
Name felon. It's about right. So it's par for the course for my TV stuff.
Yeah.
Ex-con or almost going to jail or currently in jail.
Yeah.
There you go.
So many roles are offered to black men in movies and TV now. It's really great.
Consistent.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
You're known a lot for spoken word.
Am I?
Tell us about the jam.
The jam?
What's the jam?
Oh, man, the jam.
I love jam.
Do you love jam? What kind of jam do you like?
Strawberry.
Strawberry jam. Mm-hmm. You know how to make it?
Yeah. No.
No. All right. You want to know how to make it?
Is this what your show's about?
Maybe.
All right, tell me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is the jam?
The jam is based on my great-grandmother who used to make jam. You can't make it a jar at a time. You have to make it in bulk. So she would make herself a jar and give the rest away. So I've been writing things since I was a kid.
Yeah. You
know, stuff. And I decided, like my great-grandmother, to share that stuff.
Oh, even though nobody asked.
Nobody asked.
Nobody wanted you to do it.
Nobody.
You just did it for yourself.
Basically, it's for myself.
Okay, yeah, all right. And what do you do in the jam?
In the jam, I take things that I've written and either apply music to them or dance or, you know, get a special guest to come in. You should come in. I should have Peggy. Peggy, do you sing?
Yeah, I do everything.
You sing and act?
And dance.
And dance?
Yeah, I do everything.
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
I do.
You think you know
spoken word, I rap, I can sing, I can do most things.
Let me hear this rap.
Give me a topic.
Peggy.
Don't underestimate her because you thought you knew what she was all about, but you didn't. Because now you walk in and there's all these lights and you were hidden. Hey, that used to be my friend and now she has her own show. It's called Bette and Peggy With It. And then you said, uh-oh, I'm scared. What's she gonna do? Is she gonna open up this folder of stuff? And...
Good job.
Thank
that
you.
Great.
Thank
that
you.
Great.
Thanks. Oh, wow. I like to go over the bar line.
Yeah, that was very unorthodox flow.
Yeah, it's easy. Say. Rapping is not that hard.
It's not that hard. Yeah. You proved that today. Mm-hmm.
So have you had any famous guests?
Famous?
On your one man show?
Define fame.
Most white people don't know Rafael Sadiq, but I know he's your buddy.
Yes.
And you're on his album.
I am on his album, which is
cool. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Are you touring with him?
I toured with him. I can't go on this next tour.
Oh, you chose Tina over him.
Tina was out first. Don't do that. That's not fair. Don't do that.
You chose Tina.
I did.
On Broadway.
I chose Tina.
You don't do anything in the second act.
Ain't that amazing?
You chose knitting in the second act over Rafael Sadiq.
Same paycheck.
Rafael Sadiq was in Tony, Tony, Tony.
He was.
For all those of you over 60, that's where he did. So I want to do a segment called Fast Fire Faves. I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to say something and you're going to tell me your favorite fast.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Food.
My mama's lasagna.
Book.
Oh, The Invisible Man.
Cocktail.
A gimlet.
Color.
Green.
Cartoon.
Marvin the Martian.
Kardashian.
Ooh, Kim?
Guilty pleasure.
Peggy.
Animal.
Giraffe.
Snack.
Pop-Tarts.
Rapper.
Kendrick Lamar.
Tapper.
Jerry Grimes.
Oh, you almost said save you.
I did.
Sandwich.
Ooh, a nice hero with toasted bread and
why'd you gotta
tomato,
use this voice like this?
Spinach on top and
this sounds like a bedroom voice. I don't like it. Coffee or tea?
Tea. Can we take a moment to talk about this cranberry juice? I'm trying not to go every 13 seconds. Like every time it just hits all the spots.
What's a urinary tract infection?
I don't, but dang, if I did,
they help
I would
with
be,
that.
Man, this is killing.
That's one of his special skills.
It's so tasty.
Do it.
on cue.
All right, so I want to do a segment called Lasting Impressions.
Lasting Impressions.
Okay, so every actor we know has to be prepared at all times to do impressions because that's something that, you know, is part of their skill set. So I wanted to have you do a few of yours, okay? Mm-hmm. Nat King Cole.
Hello, Peggy. Nice to hear you.
Oh.
Would you like a song?
That makes me feel some sort of way. Patti LuPone.
I can't do Patti.
getting Patti with it.
Oh, I can't think.
Don't cry. Boo. Didn't warm up for that one. Give me a...
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy. Yeah, man. Not ready for him either this morning. Hi, kids. Swinging. Yeah, baby.
Dustin Hoffman.
Hook. That's all I think of when I think of Dustin Hoffman is Captain Hook.
Claire Huxtable on a very special episode of The Cosby Show.
Let me tell you something. You don't ever know anybody who's definitely somebody ever. You know what I'm talking about?
Don't just yeah, ever don't you, come that, home into this house again.
With those macho attitudes. Macho yeah. attitudes. Any place, anytime, anywhere.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, anywhere.
I love The Cosby Show.
It's great.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Wait till they get a load of me.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, boy.
Brandon Victor Dixon in Motown.
I can't sing that high. Ah! It's very, very high.
You got to do the emo singing. Face.
Emo face. And what's the song? What's that song? What's that song we sing at the end of the show?
Can I close the door?
So high. It was so high.
So Daniel.
Why do you sing so high?
I don't know.
It pings.
I don't know.
It soars.
He's like the Eeyore of Broadway.
That is not true.
He is.
This is not true. I disagree with that.
Have you ever met him?
Yes.
He's always down in the dumps about something.
Charismatic.
Yeah, he's hunky, but
he's thinking.
So emo. So Daniel.
I love you, Brandon. I got you. I got your back, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has to say that. So Daniel, you recently won an Ovation Award, whatever that is, in LA for a play. A play. Was it a play?
It's a musical.
Oh, thank God. It was a musical, but still, who cares? Right. But you played Sammy Davis Jr.?
I did.
And you were with Dooley Hill.
Dooley Hill.
I love Dooley Hill in West Wing.
He was great.
That was the last time I watched TV.
Charlie. Wow.
I loved it. But he hasn't really worked since, so that's why he has to like slum it and do plays.
Who told you that? That's not true.
How was that?
It was great. One of the best experiences of my life.
Were you shirtless?
I was not. Fully clothed the whole time. All the way up to my neck.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bow tie and everything.
But they had you skin tight so they could see the ripples?
You're right.
That's mainly how you get jobs. But it's okay. You've got to use it while you have it.
Well, I got it because it will go.
Right?
It'll leave me.
All right. Let's do a segment called Booked and Blessed.
Booked and okay? Blessed. Booked and
Blessed. So even though Daniel's booked right now, he could lose his job at any moment.
Sure.
And then he needs to be able to go in for callbacks. And so I thought we would read a scene and I would coach you.
Wonderful.
Okay. So this is for a really dumb role called Bach in Wicked.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. But it's going to be around a long time. You probably wouldn't get called in for Fiero because they're racist. But let's do Bach and Fiero. I'm Bach and Glinda.
I'm Bach.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Well, okay. I'm Glinda.
Obviously. Miss Glinda, I know I'm just a mere munchkin, but even a munchkin has feelings. And I've tried to tell you.
This is terrible already. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to give you some notes right off the top.
Oh, okay.
I would love it if you did this as Nat King Cole. Because your Nat King Cole was actually very arresting.
Miss Glinda.
Start from the top. Yeah, that's good.
I know I'm just a mere munchkin.
Yeah.
But even a munchkin has feelings. And I've tried to tell you of mine. For you.
Oh, that's nice.
But sometimes it's like you don't even know who I am.
That's not true, Bick.
Bach.
Bick. Okay, so that would be good for this for TV, but for the stage, you really have to project and have a presence.
Oh, bigger.
You know? Yeah, and I think that if you could do, can you do any accents?
No.
You can't do any accents? Mm-hmm. Actors have to do accents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know how to do Scottish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
Irish?
Mm-mm.
Mid-Atlantic?
Mm-mm.
Southern?
Mm-mm.
So you're from the South.
Yeah, but I lost it.
Can you do British?
Mm-mm.
I mean English?
Mm-mm.
Can you do German?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we'll do Irish.
Wonderful.
Irish and really project.
Okay.
Just start here on this monologue. This is actually isn't a monologue, it's just two sentences. really project.
Miss Glinda, I know I'm not just a mere munchkin.
Yeah.
But even a munchkin has feelings.
Yeah.
And I've tried to tell you of mine for you. But sometimes it's like you don't even know who I am.
That's not true, Beck.
Buck.
Beck. Do you realize who that is?
You're touching me.
Yeah. Because it's talking about munchkins, you know, so.
Munchkins, so Ireland.
And like rainbows.
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns and
I got
all that.
You. I was with it.
That was good. Yeah, that was good. I'd like to do a segment called Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
I'm going to ask you some trivia.
Oh, okay.
All you have to do is answer it.
Is it specific trivia?
Did you go to college?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Elon University.
Elon. Is that an HBC?
What?
HBC?
No.
Okay, just asking. What did you study there?
Oh, good old music theater.
Mm. All right, so you probably won't know these then.
Probably not.
All right. What U.S. president was Berry Gordy related to?
Berry Gordy related to?
Mm-hmm.
Seems too easy. I'm just going to say Barack Obama.
No. Jimmy Carter.
How so?
I don't know.
Who told you that?
The
internet.
Great-grandfather was like brothers with Jimmy Carter's great-grandfather or something. I actually thought you might know that because I thought maybe it would have been in Motown in some way.
Nah, he didn't put that in there.
No, there's a lot to cover in Motown.
So much,
right? Mainly just covering tracks. What is xenophobia? A, the fear of strangers?
No. That's the answer.
It's the fear of strangers.
I wrote A for answer, Peggy.
That's a dumb way to do it.
Wait, what's B?
No, there is no B. That was the answer. Xenophobia is the fear of strangers or people that are different.
I'm going to name a famous person as their name appears on their birth certificate, and you tell me the star as we know them.
Okay.
Reginald Dwight. Elton John.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christopher Wallace.
Christopher Wallace is Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah, it was.
Peter Hernandez.
Ooh. Antonio Banderas.
No, Bruno Mars.
Dang.
Stephanie Germanotta.
Spell Germanotta.
No.
Can I have a point of origin?
This is an easy one, Daniel.
Stephanie.
Germanotta. It was written by an Italian, foreign Italian.
Is that old girl from Gwen Stefani?
Nope, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's not easy. Why is that easy? Gaga.
All right, one last question. What year were the Oscars founded?
What year were these Oscars? Were these 80th Oscars? Which ones were these?
What year did the Oscars start?
I feel like it was like 1943.
1929.
I knew that.
The Depression. Coincidentally, that was the first year they became racist.
So was it the 90th? This is the 90th. Sheesh, I missed it.
Do you have any advice for people out there? Can you give us life advice?
Oh, I don't know if I should give that.
What's your advice?
My advice? Life advice. Don't take anything personally.
Don't take anything personally?
Yeah.
That's a perfect thing for my show.
It is. It really is. You have a podcast, but I'm still like...
I know.
Losing it.
Do you have any advice for actors who want to have a career as in the ensemble like you have?
Don't do it.
Don't do it? Turn back?
Turn back. Run. Run for the hills.
Do you think that you're a disappointment to your family?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
They had low expectations?
Yes.
So you've been in 9 Broadway shows, Daniel?
Yeah.
9 Broadway shows.
Nuts.
And how many TV shows?
13, 14.
Wow. You're very successful.
Thanks.
Do you feel successful?
Yes.
You must be really rich.
No. Not how it works.
So you have a publicist now?
I do.
Yeah, I had to beg them to let you on. This is a segment I like to call Deep Internet Cuts.
Deep Cuts from the Internet.
Tony Day, 2017 on Instagram. You posted a photo of all the shows that you've been in. Is this your way of making yourself relevant?
Yes. Can I look now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That was...
That's how you make Tony Day about you.
That was the shows that I had been to the Tonys in. Yeah, so that's After Midnight, Hamilton,
shirtless,
Motown.
Shirtless.
And was that shirtless muscles. In Motown?
Yep, you had short sleeves.
And what? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Brandy Day. And then Memphis. Yeah. Yeah, it's arms galore out there.
Yeah. Okay, well. So what did you actually do during the Tonys?
A lot of standing around until mm-hmm. it was time to sweat for 2 minutes. And then I go on stage and sweat for 2 minutes and then go sit down again.
All right. Facebook, 2011. You posted a picture of you mid-flip. Were you injured after this flip? Because you're not that young.
Can I look?
Mm-hmm. Is that you?
Yeah. That's during Aladdin.
Aladdin? Yeah. You did Aladdin?
I did Aladdin out of town. Yeah. That's when the jam started happening.
My God. You're very theater promiscuous.
I get around.
Have you ever been on a cheer team?
No, I have not.
I spoke with Brandon Uranowitz, and he's obsessed with cheer, which stands to reason.
Have you seen that show on
he's
Netflix?
He's a flamboyant gay.
No.
Is the show
it's called Cheers. And I don't know how they got the rights to get another show called Cheers, because a lot of drunk potbelly guys are going to turn on Cheers and going to think they're watching about, and then they're
Peggy, it's called Cheer.
Mm-hmm. Singular.
Yeah.
Just Cheer.
Singular.
Well, like maybe there's just one person left at the bar.
No, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same. Well,
anyway, you could cheer.
I could cheer. No, thank you.
That's next picture.
Facebook, 2015. You posted a picture of yourself purposely flexing. Ugh.
Oh, that's Flex from A World Inside a Loop.
Do you think you're a flex offender?
I might be. That's before my tattoo. Oh, man.
You have tattoos?
I have a Basquiat crown tattoo on that arm now.
Do you think you're like Basquiat?
In some ways, but in many ways, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. So this is like your new headshot because you get hired for your muscles?
Man, I should bring that back. I wasn't thinking. He looks nice. Hey. Hey, up there.
Actors are obsessed with themselves.
Hey, I see you up there. Hey.
Can we focus?
Sorry. I was focused.
One more.
Hey.
Facebook, 2016. You asked if you knew anyone living in Ukraine. Are you aware that this did not age well?
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Yikes.
So this is what happened. I went to...
This is
where did I go?
Rough.
I went to Amsterdam, mm-hmm. and then I got the cheapest flight I could get was Air Ukraine back. I didn't realize I had to fly to Ukraine. And
did you make any friends?
No, they were not interested in talking to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
They didn't know any brown people there.
They were like, what is this?
All right, time to play a fun game.
Let's do it.
You're an actor. You trained, right?
Yeah.
So I'd love it if we could act out a Shakespeare scene with these.
Oh, no.
Pick any you like.
Pick any I like.
And pick any Shakespeare.
I like, oh, man. I'm going to go with this pointy one is nice.
Okay, great.
All right. Thing about Shakespeare is that I don't.
You trained, though.
I got you. Here we go. You ready? Mm-hmm. You're going to get it.
Okay,
you ready? Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue.
Ooh.
Do not saw the air too much with your hand thus, but you... Oh,
to the camera.
To the camera. Mm-hmm. I should know that. But use all gently, for in the very torrent, tempest, and as I may say, whirlwind of passion, you must beget a temperance that may give it smoothness.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Sounds like Nat King Cole.
A little bit. What you got? It's just a speech. I don't know. Oh. I don't know the scene.
Oh, do you know any scenes we could act out?
Woo, here we go.
Okay. It doesn't have to be. It could just be, you know, the gist.
Got it. Hey, Iago. My name's Othello.
Yo.
You been sleeping with my chick?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I don't like the color of your skin.
Oh.
Okay.
Right, I'm a Moor.
Did you, there was a waiting list for your lady?
Yeah.
Could I have her?
I'm gonna have to say nah, bro.
What if what if you died?
If I died, I guess there's not much I could do, but haha, I'm the greatest warrior in all the land. You can't kill me.
Oh, okay. What about this? Don't kill your wife. Goodbye.
Let me see. Hey, girl. Hey, girl, you been messing with Iago?
No.
Yeah, you have. Die.
Ah, Desdemona.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
End scene.
Scene.
What's the worst theater job you've ever had?
The worst was probably, it was The King and I at a dinner theater in Rock Island, Illinois.
Oh, God. What did you play?
I played, it's The King and I. So I was
was
literally just a servant who came on stage and stood.
Yeah. That's it sounds it. Like most of your Broadway shows,
most
though.
I at least danced in other shows.
Oh, you danced. Okay. And did flips.
I stood.
So, do you have imposter syndrome?
Yes.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I brought that up yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, it's bad.
Especially now that you're a lead?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Let's keep it honest. Yeah, it's bad.
That's too bad.
Do you have it?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm. Have you ever waited tables?
No.
It's never too late to learn.
Nope.
You might need it.
Mm-mm. Not interested.
You ever catered?
Uh-uh.
Ever had a survival job?
Yes.
What was it?
Working at Express.
At Express, the store?
The store. I've folded more jeans.
Oh.
And one in mixed
okay.
shirts.
Well, they still have one in Times Square, so you could go there again.
Oh, I know. I'm fully aware. I'll still be on Broadway.
Is there anything you'd like to tell the kids at home?
Hi, kids.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I love you.
Oh,
so good to see you.
Thank you for being here, Daniel.
You're thriving, Peggy. This is nuts.
This has been Getting Peggy With It with Daniel J. Watts. And
hey,
why don't you finish it out with a spoken word about my show?
Got it. The words that Peggy speaks, sometimes sublimely rhyming, limely. The microphone looks like a lime, B. You're welcome.
He does better spoken word in his show,
it.
I think.
That's it. That's the gist of all the work I do.
Can you do a little rap about my show?
Yeah. Let's get ready, getting Peggy with it. Not jiggy with it, because that's Will Smith, and this is not that.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ella Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ella Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy. One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Thanks for listening.
I can't do an edible. Who knows how long you're going to be high? I have to control my high.
So what do you partake in?
Nothing anymore. Just bourbon. I just drink myself silly.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.